Well, we've got a lot of baseball to talk about, especially today in this series between the Giants and the Braves. It's Logan Webb and Waskar Ynoa. And Ynoa is a good hitter. Hit a home run and then a grand slam earlier in the year. And, of course, Logan Webb has been the best pitcher the Giants have been putting out there for the last six, 7 weeks already. Bruce Jenkins, how are you? Good to have you on.
Absolutely, Marty. Doing well, thanks.
Yeah, this is. I love this series. The game last night, I mean, had a lot of things. It's August, and finally the Giants, cough one up. But this is something else, Braves-Giants. I like it.
Oh, yeah. The Braves are so entertaining. I felt all along they were, well, before Acuna got hurt, I thought they were a lock to win that division. And now, even without him, they're 5.5 games up, and they're just so entertaining between Albies and Freddie Freeman and Dansby Swanson. They're just really, really good. And, Soler comes in last night, hits the massive three-run shot off Littell, and they're a load. And, Jock Peterson, everything he does is kind of unorthodox, whether it's follow-through or just everything, but he's a ball player, and he makes a great catch. So, yeah, and it's a great series. I wish it was a five-game set, And you mentioned Ynoa, who's going to pitch for the Braves. He is a very good hitter, and he did some solid hitting early in the year. There were comparisons to, Ohtani and all this talk about the pitchers who can hit. Then all of a sudden he was injured, and he was out for a long time. So it'd be interesting to see how he looks today.
Yeah, the one thing he hit was himself. He got upset
right.
in one game, and he said, and he hit the bench with his hand and broke his hand. And he was out for like two months, right?
Anytime you're a pitcher and you strike something hard with your pitching hand, that's really not smart.
No.
So but he's got that not going for him.
No, the guy can hit, though. He's got a home run and a slam. And I watched him pitch against, was it the Yankees, I think, earlier? I forget who his last start was against. But, Bruce, this is a guy with a big guy, and he's got that slider fastball, and that's it. And it's funny because righties seem to hit him better than lefties. Righties have all the home runs. Lefties don't have any. So I guess maybe he doesn't like to pitch inside or he hangs that slider and righties can do some damage.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it all unfolds. It's impossible to say, really. But, it's a great mixture of a kid with electric stuff who maybe doesn't quite know, what he's doing yet in the big leagues. But the talent's there against the – and, the Giants are – they're kind of reeling a little bit. I mean, God, between Posey's knee and Gosman's hip, and Bryant's got a little tightness in the right side, and Longoria can't stay healthy, and, it's COVID for Solano. I mean, they've got a lot of things going on, which it seems like every team really does. But, for them, it's there's quite a few things going on right now all at once, it's a little bit concerning.
Yeah, and Gosman, he's lucky he didn't get – I don't know what happened to him last night, if he's okay. But he did the splits trying to cover first base, and I guess maybe the rain and he slipped on the bag, whatever. But that didn't look good.
No, he said after the game that the hip has been bothering him all season, which we've known about, and that certainly couldn't have helped. But to me, the big thing with Gosman is that the Braves were all over his fastball and the slider right from the start. Mm-hmm. Right from the start, hard hit balls, balls that did fall in before and after the delay, and that was pretty telling. I know he's had some troubles lately, but he hasn't been lit like that.
It's funny. We had Tim Kirchen on earlier, and I at the end of the conversation said, "All right, Tim, we won't hold you to it, but who do you predict in the World Series?" And we love doing this in baseball. You know that.
Yeah.
So he picked the Dodgers and the White Sox. And it's funny, even now, the Giants have the best record. Their analytical numbers are just off the charts. They've got a bullpen with Rogers and McGee. They got more home runs than anybody. They got decent starting pitching. I think the world is going to say they like the Dodgers when they're four out with three to go.
Yeah, well, I think you tweeted something out. How about Giants and Yankees going back to John McGraw and Babe Ruth?
Well, I like the romance of baseball.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 1921, and it was a very important time in baseball with Landis was now in. We had the Black Sox scandal exposed at the end of 1920. And the Giants and Yankees shared the polo grounds. And now all of a sudden the Yankees had Babe Ruth and they're outdrawing the Giants, their tenants. So yeah. They tried to kick him out, but they couldn't get rid of him. No, they couldn't get rid of him because of the lease. So the Yankees bought land across the river in the Bronx, and that's how the Yankee Stadium got built a couple of years down the road. So 1921, McGraw hates the Yankees, and now Babe Ruth is hitting all the home runs, and baseball has changed. And McGraw was a guy that, you know, wanted five singles to score two runs. And, you know, he was the inside part of baseball versus the big home run hitter. And the Yankees finally win the American League pennant. That's their first one in 1921, and they end up playing the Giants in the World Series in 1921. So I said, the story's too good. And, you know, if someone tells the story and you get that repeat again, I don't know. You know, for me, it's the romance of baseball. I like it.
Well, yeah. The Giants are playing the Yankees in the World Series. And you say, well, let's go back 100 years. Right. And there they are.
Well, they did. They played that year, the next year. Then they played the next year, 3 years in a row, and they played the first World Series in Yankee Stadium. Then they played in the 30s, and the Yankees killed them, you know, those great Yankee teams in the 30s. And then the Yankees beat them in 51 and 62.
Yeah.
And that's it. So it really has a good history. I don't know. It would be fun to see it. But the point is on this Dodger thing, really, they're going to be, you know, three out with three to go, and everyone's going to say, I told you, the Dodgers are going to win. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? People won't let go of the Dodgers, but look at their rotation, Bruce.
Yeah, well, especially, you know, when you see Scherzer go in and kind of bury the Padres, maybe like, you know, in the standings and every other way, you know that, when Scherzer pitches and Turner's running around the bases or homering or whatever, he's a great, great player. They really do look the part, and, you know, other nights you wonder. I mean, they had a bullpen game just last night, right? They started Gratterall.
Gratterall, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's in auto. Napa Auto Parts. You can pick up some of that down there. But, but yeah, I mean, the Dodgers shouldn't be having bullpen games where you have six guys in seven innings or however those things. They shouldn't. We'll see. Some of their guys aren't having good years. I definitely think they're a team to be feared, but just time after time after time, the Giants proved to be a little better. And last night, the Giants took a loss, but so did the Dodgers. They took a disappointing loss to Colorado. So, yeah, they're going to have to be four out with three to play, and maybe they'll be written off then, but you never know.
Maybe. They're three in the loss column with 33 to go. I mean, you know, we're starting to get down there a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, believe me, we're starting to get. And they have three left, and unless the Dodgers come in and sweep the Giants, you know, we're going to have, you know, 26 to go, and they'll be, you know, three or four back or two back, and you know, it's going to be a good race. But until you show me that starting rotation for the Dodgers, and it's not David Price in a bullpen, you got to show me now. What happened to Kershaw? Is Kershaw coming back?
Well, they keep saying he's due back, but then they stall it. So that's never a good sign.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the inside of that. But I do know that come Wednesday, it's September, and there's nothing better than September ball, unless it's October ball.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. Is Albert Pujols going to the World Series? I mean, he'll weigh like 600 if he does.
Geez, he hit a ground ball to short or third last night, and the guy could have made a sandwich before he threw over there.
No, and the shortstop took the ball. He looked at the ball.
Yeah.
And then he realized who was running, and I say running loosely. and he threw. But, come on, that's your first baseman. You know, and really, he's in a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest players ever played, but he looks like Babe Ruth did at the end of his career.
Well, I think Muncy will be over there when it matters, and but I wouldn't be surprised if they keep Pujols on the roster because everybody's in awe of him, legitimately so, what he's done in the game, and every now and then he'll step up and just yank one out, and he's just a legend. He's walking around the clubhouse, and I think it's good that they have him, but you don't want him hitting a ground ball in a huge situation when even an ordinary guy has an infield single.
Yeah, no, he's He's nice to have around, but if you need a hit, it's very difficult to get a hit out of him. And he's put on a lot of weight, and he's at that part of his career. You wrote about the Reds, and saying, but I've said this before. Their bullpen is the arson squad, and David Bell's done a great job. But you like the Reds, and Wade Miley, another great game for him. Sonny Gray pitched well. This Gutierrez is pitching today. Castillo. You brought that up as well. You really fear the Reds, huh?
Well, I just love watching them hit. I mean, and, if they get into that wild card game, pitching Castillo or Sonny Gray, guys with Bay Area connections, those are good. Those guys can pitch. They can, and if they give you five or six good innings or more, the Reds could have a 6-0 lead the way they hit. I mean, it's just all up and down. Votto is unbelievable. Castellanos, Jonathan India is a wonderful player to watch. Moustakas and Naquin. I mean, they just rake. They are really, really solid. And I've been taping a lot of their games because they're so much fun to watch.
Yeah, you got to be careful. They're like the Giants in a lot of ways offensively. Because you could be down 3-0, Votto could come up with 2 on in the first inning and knock one out. And
seriously,
same thing with Posey or Crawford or one of the Belt. They can do the same thing. So it would be an interesting matchup. I think it would until you get to the bullpen, and that's the story. Now maybe they'll extend these guys and then force that seventh or eighth inning out of them, but. Once you get to the bullpen, the Giant bullpen is definitely, definitely more locked down than the Reds.
Yeah, I mean, geez, the way Alvarez, nothing bad ever happens to him. Garcia's been great, and I do like Rodgers and McGee at the end. So you're absolutely right there. That's about as good as you're going to get in today's game to have four guys that you like.
Yeah, this
and Watson again, maybe fits in there too. Sorry.
Yeah, the National League playoffs, and unfortunately, there's a good chance. Who knows what's going to happen? But the Giants and Dodgers could meet in the 5-game series, not the 7-game series, and that brings up the question of whether you should reseed it after that wild card game, so teams in the same division are not playing each other in that 5-game series.
Yeah, I would kind of like that. It's always a lot more fresh if you're getting a look at the other division instead of a team you've been playing all season long, and and that's been a storyline, and then that storyline continues. It's not the way the postseason should be. Of course, you go back a lot of years. You win the pennant, you go to the World Series, you see a team you haven't seen since spring training. If then, which was especially good because it was just so fresh and great, but. I didn't mind the expanded playoffs last year. I thought it was very necessary during pandemic times, but we're still in one, and who knows what's coming down the line in terms of teams having outbreaks. And I didn't mind the expanded playoffs at all. I would have liked to see that continue through this season. Just get more teams in there because all these teams we talk about the Cardinals and the Reds and the Brewers and who knows the Phillies going to sneak in there with Bryce Harper. I mean, these are watchable teams, and it's that way in the American League too. So anyway,
yeah, well, that one game playoff has that game 7 feel, as Tim pointed out earlier, but I still feel it should be 2 out of 3.
Me too. I've written that several times,
right, for the wild card.
You can't play 162 and then all of a sudden it's 1. That's ridiculous.
That's something that baseball did. That's Rob Manfred, and that's the business side of baseball, that the TV ratings and everything. But now they realize the more games they have on, the more money they're going to make. But the Players Association won't agree to it yet. So that's going to be one of the issues as we go through the winter. We'll see what happens there. I'll tell you, Will Smith is not locked down. I don't know, you've probably taped a bunch of Atlanta games. I've watched a few of them. He's trouble in the ninth inning. He gave up the homer to Flores. And how about Jock Peterson's catch off Listella?
That was so Jock Peterson, wasn't it? when he hits his crazy, crazy follow-through, he's leaning all over himself. But meanwhile, the ball's going into the stands. But he gets it done. I really like that guy, Palo Alto kid, and a great pickup. I think they miss Melanson, though, at the finish.
Yeah. Will Smith, as much as we like him and everything, he does give up the long ball, and I've never seen him so happy at the end of a game when Peterson caught it, and then we had the play. Then they had a review. Can you imagine if they would have turned it around?
Oh my goodness!
They had already ripped everyone's shirt off, and it was they
put them back on. Yeah,
yeah. I think honestly, the umpires in New York said, "We're not getting involved in this." You know.
Well, that's really true. I mean, when the game is over and the losers are trudging off and the winners are going crazy, to reverse that, there's just something absolutely wrong with that.
Yeah,
they didn't.
I can't see that happening. Well, Salvador Perez, Bruce, I'm going to give both of us credit for this. We were on this very early, and every guy, every night, it's another grand slam for him, not just a home run. He's got consecutive grand slams, and I think the Hall of Fame credentials are now going to be seen nationally, and I'm glad we've talked about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when the Giants played Kansas City in the World Series, that's been, 7 years ago? He was a total stud then. It's not like he was putting up big numbers, but he was just one of the guys on that team, like, you know, Alex Gordon. He was a leader, he by example, and just the way he conducted himself, he became a guy that everyone listened to, which the great catchers are like that. You know, Yadier Molina is another guy like that. And both of those guys are, you know, in the conversation with Posey, interestingly, for the Hall of Fame now with the contemporary catchers. But now the Salvador Perez is just this, he's Vlady Guerrero up there. He's just yanking big home runs and doing everything it takes to be a great catcher. So yeah, I totally agree with that. But yeah, we've been talking about him all season, and somehow he seems to be getting even better.
San Diego just isn't going away. It's sort of like the Dodgers. They're not going away either. But they did get a good game from Musgrove last night. They fired the pitching coach. They're in complete disarray. They've so underachieved, but still, they're only two back with 33 to go.
Yeah, the Dodgers series was pretty discouraging. They were like 10 for 100 something in that series. They hit like 190. It wasn't just Scherzer, and then they fired the pitching coach and Tatis's shoulder. To me, I think they are going to go away. As much as I like them, I love Cronenworth and Hosmer and Grisham, Tatis, Machado. That's a really entertaining team. I hope they don't go away, but there's been last night was a good sign, but there's been some kind of troubling ones too. I mean, here the Giants, you don't even know who their coaches are exactly, and it's great. And San Diego isolates the pitching coach. You're out of here.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I just have that feeling they're going to keep it together. You know, that they've been miserable now, and then when September comes, that energy happens. But you got to pitch, and Darvish will be a big part of it. Snell had a great game, the best game he's ever had probably. The other night, and then you had Musgrove has pitched another shutout. So I think San Diego is going to come back.
They look
like a team, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. If it comes down to energy, you know, Tatis and Machado are going to make a big difference. And as I say, I hope they get in the mix because they're really, really fun to watch. Another tremendous lineup, and a lot of intrigue. And you know, the fans are going crazy down there. They're entertaining.
Yeah, the swag and the thing they spin around sort of doesn't fit much anymore, you know.
They're going to need something new for September.
Yeah, really. They're going to need to score some runs. How about that?
Yeah.
And not worry about what comes after.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
How do you like the Yankees? 13 straight, and with the A's, it's men and boys, huh?
God, between Stanton, Judge, and Gallo, you could be watching a 500-foot homer. It wouldn't be any surprise to see any of them. The three in a row, all three guys had 500-foot homers consecutively in the same inning. I mean, just and they're putting it on the A's with this power, and it's really, really impressive. I mean, you talk about a turnaround. They were so bad like a month, 6 weeks ago. They were completely written off by, you know, veteran New York baseball writers. They just couldn't see it. They couldn't see a team that took all these appalling losses, losing in ways you couldn't even imagine. Getting back into the race, and all of a sudden, you can't beat them. What is it, 12 in a row?
13.
13 in a row.
13, and they've got the Cortez going today, who I said is Tiant on steroids, figuratively speaking. This guy spins around, and he kicks his legs. Have you seen this guy? And
he's pitching today. I really haven't, no.
Maybe the A's have whacked him around already. Who knows? But a very entertaining guy, very entertaining. So, and plus, the shortstop's fun. You know, he lives at home in the Bronx, and he goes home and has lasagna that his mother cooks, and he comes back and plays shortstop for the Yankees.
Oh, man, what a great story that is. They may not even have to worry about the wild card. They're four games behind Tampa Bay and could take that division and then sit back and let the wild card teams hash it out.
Yeah, Tampa Bay would like to get the Orioles for another 18. I think they're 17-1.
Jeez,
Something crazy against the Orioles. But, you know, here's Tampa Bay, and I was listening to the manager on one of the radio shows this week, Kevin Cash, and the question was posed to him, it's a game you must win. Who are you going to choose as your starting pitcher? And he had trouble coming up with somebody other than one of their openers. He came up finally with McClanahan, who I have no idea who that is.
No, that's not a good sign. They, you know, it works. You know, Tom Verducci wrote a great piece about how it works and how horrible it is for the game. You know, I'd love to see him just blown out of the whole postseason. I really would. That kind of stuff is just bothersome. I mean, it does work, but you know, sometimes the entertainment value has to factor in.
Yeah. They've written about it, talked about it, but boy, they get it done. And I defy anybody listening. You'll have free dinner at Original Joe's for 2 weeks if you can give me their starting lineup without looking.
Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you one thing. Between Arozarena and Wander Franco, who's really coming on, great plays, hitting the ball, you know, the lineup, which used to be pretty dull also, is anything but that. You know, those guys can generate a lot of excitement and make you forget who's pitching. Franco is on his way, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he is. He's been getting on base, and the other guy likes hitting this time of year. He's starting to hit a little bit more. Boy, all right, a couple of historical things for today, and I guess it's appropriate. New York Giants start. Now, think of the date here. This is August the 28th. They start a 16-game winning streak ends today. And they've made up 11.5-6 games on the Brooklyn Dodgers. So it's August 28th. They've won 16 in a row, kind of like what we're talking about, and it ended on this date, 1951.
Yeah, when you think about the team that they came back against, you know, 13.5 back, impossible odds. You know, Duke Snider, Pee Wee Reese, Jackie Robinson, Gil Hodges, Don Newcomb. You know, that's one of the those guys stayed together a long time, and they finally did win the whole thing in 55. But Monty Irvin had some great quotes about that race, and he was talking about, you know, those were two of the really the only two seriously integrated teams in the league in the National League at that time, or certainly the most integrated. You know, the Giants had Irvin and Willie Mays, Hank Thompson and Ray Noble and Artie Wilson. The Dodgers had those guys, and that was a really cool element to it, because you know the game was starting to come together in terms of integrated teams that were really getting along and fighting for one another and doing great things and elevating the quality of the game. And so everyone knows it came down to that three-game playoff, and Bobby Thompson hit the home run off Ralph Branca, and Russ Hodges went nuts, and the Giants win the pennant. In the first game of that series, they brought in Ralph Branca started the game, and he gave up a two-run homer to Bobby Thompson, and the Giants won it 3-1. But nevertheless, they bring in Branca to face him again, and boy, it didn't work out again.
No, they said Carl Erskine was bouncing the curveball. Probably one of the worst statements ever made in baseball history.
Yeah.
In the bullpen, and they said, bring Branca in instead. And so, yeah, but that an amazing finish, and the Giants, that Giant team won 16 straight in 1951. All right, well, we'll see what happens tonight. It's Enoa tonight and Logan Webb. Bruce, these two guys are going to pitch against each other for a long time.
Yeah, well, anytime you get a matchup like that, Enoa, it's going to be good. Sorry.
if you could say his first name, I'll give you.
I'm calling him Hank.
Waskar?
Hank Enoa.
Waskar Enoa. But he can hit. This is going to be fun. This is going to be a good game.
And
Webb has been
absolutely
terrific. Yeah,
oh man, it's the all stuff game tonight. That's a beautiful matchup.
Yeah, yeah, this is good. The Braves have, you know, many times we pick teams to win and they get off to a terrible start, and then all of a sudden they put it together. This team kind of put it together, but they went and got people at the deadline, and everyone is contributing.
The Braves, yeah. I love Brian Snitker. He's like from some other time, you know. He's not a big analytics guy. He's been in the organization forever. He was brought up as a coach, then they sent him back to the minors. And that happened like two or three times. He finally got the job, and now they win the division every year. And they're really, really fun to watch. So he's got something to do with it also.
Mm-hmm. And Wash is there, too, at third.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, early tomorrow, Bruce, 7:30 tomorrow.
Oh, man, I'm going to go to bed now. We'll see you then.
Okay. All right, thanks. Have a good night. All right, that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. More coming up. Bill and I will chat with Mark Bowman, who covers these Braves for MLB.com, and we've got that coming up next right here. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.